Welcome back to the Juicecast. How we doing, everybody?
What's up?
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, hit that notification button. We're coming at you 3 days a week.
I'm ready to get into this topic.
Is it going to be a good one? A real good one. We're going to go ahead and get into I'll tell you the reason before I give you the topic, if you didn't already read the title or the thumbnail. I've been watching a lot of Russell Brand lately. If you haven't, check him out. His podcasts are phenomenal.
Yeah.
The dude is super insightful and resourceful, and he's super smart. He uses a lot of big words that my dumb Ohio butt doesn't understand sometimes.
I honestly can – I have a hard time listening to him sometimes.
He's so intelligent, dude.
Yeah, what?
But he, a while back, had a debate with Candace Owens. You know who Candace Owens is? She is a right-wing media pundit and political activist. She is African-American, but they call her a white supremacist. It's mind-blowing. But all that aside, they had a debate about different types of government. Russell Brand is more, I don't want to say he's left-leaning because he doesn't agree with a lot of stuff on the left, but he's more of a lovey-dovey community. Everyone needs to love everyone and help everyone, which is right. Fine. And then she's more like, no, it's the individual. It all falls within them and limited government, and we don't need to take care of each other. We need to take care of ourselves. Prop ourselves up to where we have enough resources to help the less fortunate. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, essentially, they had this really, like, it was like a 3-hour episode. I watched the whole thing. The debate was fantastic. And it kind of got me thinking, like, this episode, freedom and limited government do and do not go hand in hand. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, there's no such thing in this world as absolute freedom. I know you agree with me wholeheartedly on that. It doesn't exist. You can't just go around and literally do whatever you want, okay? There are different variations of freedom.
You can in the Amazon.
We doing that shit again? if you're a person in the Amazon and you go kill someone from a neighboring tribe, that tribe's going to come kill you. You're
right.
Not free.
For
technically,
sure.
You can do whatever you want, but there'll be consequences in a society.
There's always consequences, even if you're by yourself.
Yeah. So, essentially what I'm getting at is this. This country, the United States of America, where we are at right now, started off with the ideology that the people are in charge.
Well, that's what I wanted to get into.
And we will. Now it's not that way. Now there's just a very small group of people who are in charge.
Right.
And they have all the money and corporations behind them, which is kind of something that Russell Brand got at. Like, they control the everything. They dictate all outcomes.
Yeah.
You know, if literally a state could elect a senator, 85% of them could be like, we want this guy because we like his policies. That state could elect that man or woman, and they could send them to Washington, D.C. to speak for them because that's what a senator is supposed to do.
Right.
That's a delegate. They could be like, hey, never mind. I'm going to do all this now. And they can just completely turn. And what are those people supposed to do? They no longer have a say because they thought the guy they elected isn't the guy.
Well, that's what we're seeing now is that, you know, Biden ran on all these policies that he was going to do. And, you know, that's not happening.
No.
I mean, we know these people lie to hold power, to get in power.
On both sides.
Yeah.
That's American politics at its finest. It's nothing but a bunch of hoosh manure. But it's the people should be in charge, and
what here's what he means by that is when this country became a country, okay, we built it from the ground up.
Yep.
All of the people. Can you imagine if we got here? So here's what would happen if today's society found a new land, okay? They'd go find the land, and then they'd call back to the mother country and be like, yeah, so we're just going to sit here. You're going to need to send us everything. You're just going to need to send us money. You're going to need
resources
to send us
while we get settled.
People to build stuff, and we're just going to sit here, and you're going to hand it all to us. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, well,
no, we worked our asses off to build this country.
Yeah.
And we separated from Great Britain. And that was the key thing, was separation. and now, like you said in a past episode, is we're involving ourselves too much in other countries' affairs. And why is that?
Because we don't.
Because we
for
have
ourselves.
Too much government.
No, it's because we're not self-sufficient.
Well, no, I'm meaning in the sense of
I get what you're saying. You're right and you're wrong. When you say we have too much government, you're right. We do have too much government, and that too much government has too many people in their pockets.
Right. Okay? But what I mean is that if we, the people, ran it like we have in the past, what brought this country to success, is that we wouldn't be over there doing all that stuff. But the people that we are electing in our government are doing all
that. I wholeheartedly agree with you. Hear me out, though. What I'm getting at is this. Yes, we have given the government too much power, and they've literally taken it and thrown us into other foreign wars and other foreign policies and all this shit that we shouldn't be involved with.
And, you know, it's not even the government. It's the corporations,
well,
mostly.
And that's
now.
What I'm trying to say is the reason we do that now is because corporations are in the pockets of all these politicians. They give insider trading tips to people in Congress. We won't say any names, Nancy Pelosi, and all these other people. And they are literally run by corporations and foundations and not the people anymore.
Right.
We are now a bureaucracy. And when I say all that, it ties into what you're saying because these companies don't operate out of America anymore. Right. America has been too awake to corruption and malfeasance, and we have unions and all this other stuff. We've done so much for the people in this country that corporations are like, okay, we'll just go somewhere else and run it from there and then dip back into your politicians' pockets so they have to come to us.
And that's another huge problem.
And it all ties together.
Right.
But what I'm trying to get at is this. If we were self-sufficient, if we had American companies, and take it as you will, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, left, right, I don't care. The one thing for a fact, you can't argue this, and if you want to argue this, you're crazy. When Donald Trump said, make America great again, he wasn't talking about race. He wasn't talking about politics. He wasn't talking about any of that shit. He was talking about, let's get America back to being America.
Right.
Let's get America strong. Let's get America prosperous. Let's make it wealthy. Because then we can go help other people if that's really what you want to do.
Right. We can't help
but
other people.
If we're poor and suffering and sick and dying as a country and a nation, and we're ripping each other's heads off over dumb shit, how are we supposed to go out and continue to give resources to other people who need it?
We're not.
And that's my point.
And the people that are making decisions are usually the people with all the money, and that's when things go downhill every time.
And that's what Russell Brand was speaking at, and I'm going to keep going back to this because their debate was fantastic. But he kept speaking to the fact that there's 15 people that have the same amount of wealth as 90% of the rest of the world.
Right.
It's ridiculous. And essentially, that needs to be leveled out. He thinks that, and it's a good thing to continue to use this podcast that they had as a turning point or something to talk about, because they really did have very good beliefs that were conflicting, but they also were really good at coming together and agreeing on shit.
Right, which everybody should be able to do.
Exactly, and that's a big problem now.
Because both sides have good ideas.
Well, and he made the point that these people need their wealth redistributed, which is wrong. You can't take what somebody's worked for and just give it away. That's theft.
Well, here's the problem with here. I understand where he's coming from, because some of those people with that money did some shitty things.
They
to
did,
get that
and
money.
I get that. But what but taking their wealth and redistributing it, that's not the play.
Right.
You prosecute them. You hold them accountable.
Right.
But you don't steal from them because you're doing the same damn thing.
No, I agree.
So essentially, he kept saying that, and she kept saying, "Well, no, that's theft. You're taking this from them," and that's true. What I'm trying to get at is this. There's always going to be an argument from the rich, and there's always going to be an argument from the poor. And until those two people, or two groups of people, can see eye to eye, you're never going to get true society with peace.
International pressure.
Whatever the fuck Joe Biden said that one day. True international pressure. I wipe my ass. So.
No, he doesn't. He just shits in his pants.
And we're canceled. So, all that aside, you got to look at it from everyone's perspective. And that goes with everything. You can't be closed-minded. You have to literally open your mind and say, okay, why is this and why is this and why do you guys disagree? And if you think about it, if a true billionaire worked their way up, Elon Musk, great example. This guy started writing software.
Right.
Then now he makes everything. You know what I'm saying? He worked his way there. I don't know of anything shitty that Elon Musk ever did to get to where he's at now.
Right.
Could he have? Sure.
Yeah.
Could any of them? Absolutely.
Yep.
These people have a mentality to continue to jump and jump and jump and jump until they are the best at what they do and then find something else to be the best at that. Has Jeff Bezos made the money off backs of poor people? Yes. Okay. Has Bill Gates stolen everything? Yes.
Yeah. Well,
that's different. That's prosecute them. Then you want to redistribute their money? Sure.
Here's how you fix it.
But you have to do it correctly. You can't just say, like, all these billionaires are wrong. Take their money.
There's only one way to fix it, and it's so easy, it's crazy, is that make it illegal that companies cannot pay any politician to make any type of law. If the companies, like the billionaires that run these companies, should have the same rights as everyone else in the country. Okay, you can go to the voting booth. Okay, that's what you can do. You can't pay somebody.
No, yeah, lobbyists.
That's illegal. That's all you do.
What they need to do, one, they need term limits.
There's another one.
If you put term limits on these people, they can only make so much money in a certain amount of time. And then it would show vastly how screwed up and corrupt it all is.
Right.
Because these people would get so much money from lobbyists so fast, and then there'd be people who would get in there, hopefully, that would say no.
Yeah.
That you would have to literally go to serve the public as a public servant to do just that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't sit there for 30 years and collect money. No politician should go to Washington worth $500,000 in net worth and come out a billionaire. Nancy Pelosi just got dedicated. I don't want to say dedicated. She just got deemed our first official billionaire congressman or woman.
Right.
It's insane.
Yeah. And
no one should go to Congress. Sorry. No one should go to Congress and be like, you know what? I'm going to help the people. And get rich as fuck in the process. That's not how this works.
Right.
You got elected by the state of California, Nancy Pelosi, to go and serve the state of California. Have you done that? No. Your state is in shambles. Everything about your state, not just it's her fault, but she's there. And she's not doing anything to help it. Okay?
Right.
What has she done, though? She's gotten rich. There are literally people who have made millions of dollars just following the way she bets in the stock market. The way she puts money in and out and her husband and all the insider shit that they do, we're going to get canceled and killed for this, but the people have made millions of dollars just following what they do.
Yeah.
Period. It's insane because they know what's coming down the pipeline because it's literally insider trading.
Yeah.
And we've given these people so much power. I get steamed up about this. We've given these people so much power. The government is no longer limited. It's unlimited. They can literally get away with murder.
Yeah.
Literal murder. And do nothing. Joe Biden's military.
We're
going
to take out $3 trillion worth of a loan, and we're not paying a dime.
Yeah, it doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, because you're going to print it off and
make
inflation to where milk is $37 a gallon.
Here's what you do is you just make it like jury duty. Why do you think they do jury duty and do it like they do it? Because
they don't elect people to jury duty. Yes, there's a process to get in or out whether you're deemed fit or not. But
like if they had the same people over and over and over again forever, they would literally just be like, all right, from now on, we're just going to, if somebody has a freckle on this side of their face, they're guilty. We're just going to start doing that. And hey, I'll pay you to vote this way on this and that. Well, no.
That's
why
works.
We have Judy. Judge Judy's Joey's.
Judge Judy's son, Joey.
Dewey.
You really lost it on that one. That was bad. But it comes down to this. It's a simple fact that these people are civil servants. And this whole episode is supposed to be about freedom and limited government. We really only talked about
government. Well, we're kind of going into how to create that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's real simple how to create that.
Yeah.
If you are a politician, okay, give them a good salary. I want to say a sitting congressman makes like 185. This is probably more by the time I've looked at this. Like it's been a while. But a while back, like a sitting congressman, I think a House member made like just under 200,000 and a senator made 250,000 and like the president made 450,000, and the Supreme Court justices were like between the senators and the president. Like, they made pretty good salaries. That's fine.
Yeah, it's in their spending bill.
That's fine. No shit. It should be illegal for one of those people to make more money. And you can say, well, that's not letting an individual thrive. Well, it's like, well, no, these individuals have to sign up to serve the people.
Right.
They don't need to sign up to go make millions and billions of dollars.
Yeah, at one point, didn't they have, like, different jobs? Like, Congress, yeah. Like, they would go in at, like, a certain time and do all this stuff, and then they'd go about their regular
life. Everything
was
based off, like, farming and everything, like, hundreds of years ago. Like, you had to be... A lot of this stuff still is based off, like, the recesses they take and everything. It's based off of, like, old, ancient timelines where people were... I don't want to say ancient, but, like, where people would have to go home and harvest their crops and, like, be a part of stuff and hunker down for the winter because the winters were hard. Like, that's just how it was, but...
I bet you if they paid him just a normal salary, there wouldn't be no 3,000-page bills.
What I'm getting at is... yeah, no shit. All I'm trying to speak to is, like... No congressman, no president should go in worth A and come out worth B. It shouldn't be that way. You know what I'm saying? There's not a single reason. That right there is 100% proof that this government is corrupt. It is no longer a constitutional democracy. It's a American bureaucracy. Right. We're sitting here letting these people make money off the backs of every American who voted for them, hoping that they would make some sort of change or have some sort of justice to what their issues were.
Right.
And it's a crock of shit. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's why you see things like January 6th. You see people stand up and say shit, because what else are we supposed to do?
Yeah. And the enemy's going to tell you, oh, that was really bad. We should never do that again.
Yeah. Well, let's not go down that rabbit hole, because that's really, really touchy right now on YouTube. But all I'm trying to get at is this. We watched a video the other day, and I won't say what that video says, because then we'll be on a fucking registry somewhere. But somebody basically said, like, hey, yo, when do we start taking care of some of this stuff? When is enough enough?
Where do we draw the line?
Where do we draw the line? And I brought that up to my wife yesterday, and she was kind of like, yeah, it makes sense. And I was like, yeah, think about how this country was founded. You guys spoke to this earlier. Like, Britain colonized this country with their military and their people, and they started living here and farming out resources, and they were selling goods overseas, and they were getting goods from other places overseas, and they were basically running their own shit with the 13 colonies.
Right.
But they weren't really getting anything out of it, because they were getting the shit taxed out of them by the lords who answered to the King of England.
Right.
History lesson for those of you who don't know why this happened.
A lot of you don't.
The only reason...
That's why we see what...
only reason... What were you going to say?
That's why we see what's going on.
It's
because people don't know history.
History repeats itself.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of history. You can only learn from it.
Right.
Period. The only reason the United States, for those of you who don't know, a lot of you do, and if you don't, I'm going to help you. The only reason that we separated from England, Great Britain, back in the day, 1776... We had taxation. You probably heard this in school, but you're too ignorant to understand. If you do understand, please listen again, get refreshed. Taxation without representation. We were getting taxed by a king that no one even knew who he was at that point. No one had been to England and met this guy for the most part. Most people just lived here. There were generations that were born here at that point over and over again. Had no idea why we were still attached to England. It's just the way it worked. And finally, people stood up and said, look, this is wrong. We get all this stuff taken away. We have no say about it. They can just do whatever they want. They want to take more money today? Give it here. That's the new rate. This is what the king wants.
Yeah.
They were tired of it. That's why you hit the Boston Tea Party. They were tired of paying taxes on tea, because it didn't help them any. It only helped the king and the English Empire. And that's why we stood up and fought. But let's do the math on that. We're in a situation now where we are in a medical tyranny, where people are trying to control their people's lives through medicine and other things. We're in a financial tyranny where some people are losing their jobs over the same shit. We are in a corporate tyranny where you are literally straddled and held down by certain things, whether you can or cannot do them. Something above you says, well, no, this is the way this works. Like,
you can't.
I'm trying to speak generally because I don't want to mark this video as, like, you know, get kicked off of YouTube. I should just say, and we're probably going to on locals.com here in a minute, buddy. It's coming. But all I'm trying to get at is this, and I'll let you say whatever you got to say, because I know you're over there cooking up a brainstorm. We are literally a country that got pissed off because some other government took some extra money. And we killed people over that. We went to war. Families were lost.
Yep.
Everything. And we won against the greatest superpower at that time the world had ever seen.
Yep.
And that's what this country was built on. And now we're sitting here getting shit on in every direction. And people just conform. And I'm not saying we need to start up a revolution here, but what I'm trying to get at is like
why we won that war was pretty cool.
It was
like how we won it was pretty awesome.
We need to wake up to the fact that we've literally reverted back to where, it's not a king of England, but it's people that somehow have gotten to power through whatever crooked, corrupt dealings, and they stay in power for years. There's no term limits. They make whatever amount of money they can possibly muster up. No one calls them on their bullshit. Dude, there's a law in Congress that says you can't trade because you got some sort of insider tip of what's coming down the pipeline, and you have to report every trade you do. Republicans and Democrats to this day report shit, okay? And when they do, it's like 12 months late after they just made I forget who it was,
Nancy Pelosi
was one. There was six or seven that went over in that article, but she found out about who was it? Microsoft was getting ready to get a new contract with the United States government to make new software for the helmets because they all have computers and shit now. And she put I don't even remember the number was. I don't just want to sit here and bullshit, but we'll just say it was an even $1 million. And she made huge profits off of that.
Yeah.
And that's bullshit.
Yeah, it is. It really
is. She is the new king of England. All these people who are doing this and making money and thriving off of Americans' backs, simple tax-paying, hardworking Americans' backs, they are the new king of England, and they're going to get shit on.
Yeah. Well, and here's the big thing. Here's the huge thing that nobody talks about, that nobody seems to understand. And I'm going to give it to you straight here right now, because when you hear the government or anybody in Congress tell you that the Constitution is bad, that's when you know we are under attack, okay? Because here's what they're saying. Freedom is bullshit. We know better than you. You don't need the Constitution to protect yourself. You don't need any of that stuff because we got you. And that's how tyranny starts. And if you don't believe me, go read the Constitution, figure that shit out for yourself, and you'll realize that they are trying to take everything from us. And they've done it. They've done a great job of doing that.
You want to talk about socialism and fascism and what happens when the government gets more power than they should? I'm probably really far away from the mic. You want to talk about government getting more power than they should, and socialism and fascism, and them saying you don't need this because we're going to do this. And look at Nazis. Look at Germany.
Yeah.
Hitler basically got into power on a small percentage of the people voting for him, and he was we're going to do this so you don't need it anymore. And, we're going to take this because you don't need it anymore. We're going to do this. And what happened? You give that government so much power, so much resources, they went insane.
Yeah. And that's what... It's so important to read the Constitution and realize, because if you can read the Constitution and tell me that it is a bad document and that we don't need it anymore, you're an idiot. You literally don't understand a single thing about anything, period. You should not have a say in anything. You should have your votes taken away. You should not be, you should honestly be put in jail, in my opinion. But, seriously, that it the Constitution was written because they understood that the working people of this country, the people who built this country,
not just the working people, everyone.
Everyone.
A human being, no matter your wealth or status.
Yeah, that too.
And guess what? Everybody's like, it's outdated. It's but it's been updated. You know?
Yeah.
When they wrote that Constitution, African Americans were considered property. Women had no rights. Guess what? We've moved past that.
Yeah, we've changed it.
It's continuing to progress, and we're going to continue to progress it as soon as we get these idiots out of power. But what I'm trying to
the basis of what that stands for is that you and me who live here are the ones who decide what goes on here.
Yeah.
And whenever it changed to, we're going to elect these people and then they can just do whatever they want to do, that's literal bullshit.
Yeah, it was different back in the day, though. That the way Congress works, they've been able to do so much to benefit for themselves.
Yeah.
you know, yeah, of course they're going to be like, oh, there's a new bill that says we get paid more. I don't know. Should we vote for that? I don't know. Okay, we'll vote for that. And that's, you know, they're getting paid more money.
Right.
You know, or and it allows them to do A, B, or C to become more wealthy. It becomes, it all comes about the money. It's the root of all evil.
And, back to what you said about, you know, stuff in there, you know, about slave owners having rights to certain things and all this stuff. Every country and every civilization ever has had bad and horrible moments in their history. And they change because times change. People get smarter. We all understand now that slavery is a bad thing. Okay, so that's changed. We've changed it all. And for us to go as a people now and in our mind go back to that time and call ourselves pieces of shit now because of what happened back then is literal insanity.
It's backwards, bro.
Literally.
Literal backwards thing.
Yeah. And so what you need to understand is that just because people lived a certain way back then doesn't mean that that's how it is now. It's changed. It is. It's completely changed. And honestly, like a lot of the main racism that you see and stuff nowadays is just coming from corporations.
Yeah.
Corporations and government.
Yeah.
It's not the people. We're fine. We don't like. Yes, are there bigots out there? Yes, there is. But we've done everything. You can't just.
You can continue to do more, but you can't continue to lump everybody together.
Yeah, you can't, and you can't make everybody be a certain way. I mean, we've learned that.
On that note, we're gonna go farther into this. If you want to see it, go check out our locals.com.
Yeah.
Literally, just type in Juicebox Bros, locals.com. If you're not on locals.com, get there now because it's coming to take over along with Trump's Truth Social coming. Right? These two things are going to change the way we look at social media soon. Go check out locals.com. We're going to continue this and get even more in depth.
Yeah.
Other than that note.
I think before you do that, I think honestly, you know, we started out pretty narrow, and I think people are starting to figure out kind of what side we're on.
I think they already knew. Go check out locals.com. You'll see the rest of this continue and get a little bit more heated. Take it easy. This is us for the YouTube video right now, signing off. Like, subscribe, share, hit that notification button, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace.
Love y'all.